Last month, my wife and I decided to go shopping for a used car. After going from dealer to dealer, we found two cars with fairly low mileage and in good condition. One was tan, the other was gray. They were located on two different lots run by two different dealerships, but in close proximity to each other. That meant we could go back and forth between the two and get a fairly accurate comparison. Each salesman involved was eager to tell us about the car he represented and explain why his was the better automobile. But the one thing neither of them wanted to do was tell us the price. They wanted us to make them an offer. What would we be willing to pay? It almost seemed like name that tune. They'd give us all the clues about the cars, but we'd have to name the price. It was frustrating. As we went back and forth in the negotiations, I was reminded of how different the Bible is. The Bible is quick to admit that there is pleasure in sin for a season. But the season is short, and the Bible is quick to remind us that the cost of sin, nothing hidden about it, sin saps our joy. When King David sinned against God with Bathsheba, the joy of his salvation departed from him. In fact, he prayed earnestly that this joy might be restored. Another cost of sin is the loss of close fellowship with God. There is no fellowship with a superior apart from obedience. Think how strained your relationship with your children is when they fail to obey. God greatly desires our fellowship, but sin undermines it as we attempt to rationalize instead of repent. Jesus said, "He who loves me will keep my commandments, and I will show myself to him. I will make myself real to him." Friends, how real is your obedience to Christ? Are you harboring unconfessed sin in your heart, trying to rationalize it away instead of repenting and experiencing the joy of restored fellowship? Unlike the price of a used car, there's nothing hidden about the cost of disobedience. The choice is ours to make. But remember, nothing can replace obedience to Christ for a healthy walk of daily discipleship. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.